Oh, first episode, contracts.
Done.
Done and dusted. And if you haven't had a listen to it yet, you should.
Absolutely.
It really forms the foundation of building law.
Clever foundation. Yeah. It's like a pyramid. It's like the base slab, and now we're going to build our house up from that.
Yeah, and if you're going to listen to it, at least listen to the first couple of minutes, because the building gods did decide to bless us.
Yes.
And Bob has made it very clear that we need to talk about some certain things.
We do.
We do.
So, I'm Marty.
And I'm Jesse.
And this is your Toolbox Tuesday session.
Yeah, we're going to take you through variations today.
Oh, Jesse, this is going to be a juicy one.
It is going to be juicy, but hopefully it's punchy.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Hearthstone Legal presents a real talk of the good, the bad, and everything in between. For all things business and construction law. Whether it's navigating a dispute, the QBCC, or guidance on a contract, we give you a rundown of some of the do's and the don'ts. These are digestible chats on topics that you might hear in our office of an afternoon. Daunting? Not anymore. Here's law clarified.
Ooh, speaking of punchy.
Can I just say, I still love listening to that every time. I'm like, wow, this podcast is cool.
Yeah, it sounds like those, do you remember listening to like ads from like Big Brother and stuff from like the late 2000s, early 2010s? Like that era of like, and what's going to happen in the Big Brother house this week?
I know.
It's like, I don't know, but I'm excited for the Friday night games. What else am I going to do?
Oh, I love our intro. I'm so glad we've got it.
No, it's fantastic.
So episode two.
Yeah, it's variations now.
My gosh, Jesse. Yes. We could talk for hours and hours on variations.
We could.
But we're like sometimes mega law nerds.
Yes. And
so we won't.
Yeah. And what our intro lady says is that we need to present this in a clarified way.
That's exactly right. Yep.
And with all due respect to the Almighty, Bob has put it in there twice.
Which to me indicates that it's quite important.
Yeah. But it also indicates to me that it's an issue. You know?
It is like a very big issue.
So what's going wrong with these variations?
Oh, so much.
Yeah.
The first one, which is in direct contravention of Bob's commandment, is people don't put variations in writing.
Yeah. So what would you say in that context would be like an example of a variation?
Well, let's start with that, because I think the word variation sometimes causes a bit of problem in building and construction. So there's a variation with a capital V, and for people who aren't watching, they're just listening, I'm using little inverted commas. Yeah. There's a variation under your contract, and there's a mechanism for that regardless of which contract you use. And that is broadly defined as a change, any change to the contract, to the scope of the works that wasn't anticipated.
Yes.
So something like, oh, actually, I don't want that window there. I want to move that window to somewhere else. Can we do that? Okay, yeah, we can do that, but it's going to cost some money because we've got to now put a wall there and we've got to cut something else somewhere, you know, those sorts of things.
Got to talk to the tradesman, the drafter.
It's a change. It's a change to the contract. Then we have a contract can be varied in that the price varies, the work varies, the colour varies. So a variation with a capital V has the effect of changing the work and changing the cost sometimes. But contracts can be varied in many different ways.
And so in your experience, what are the things that are like the sticking point variations?
I think it's not the variation itself. I think it's the manner in which the variation happens.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, we've had some clients in the past who we talked about in the first episode, you know, you have a great relationship right at the start and everything's going swimmingly. And an owner asks for something. Hey, can you move this from there to there?
Yes.
Or can, actually, I don't like that. Can you do this instead?
Yes.
That is a variation.
Yes.
And it might be something small to start with. And as a builder, you think, oh, that's not a big issue. I'll just do it. They're really lovely people. I'll do it and just no charge. That creates a precedent. That creates a, oh, hey, you know, I'm the owner, I can ask for some changes and it's just going to happen and I might not have to pay for it.
Hmm.
Problem, because that starts to escalate. Another thing that happens sometimes is, you know, the job is going on and you're in the middle of doing something. It's relatively urgent. The work is happening there and then, and the owner wants a change and you don't have time to stop and cost it and write it all down and send it to them and get their signature on it.
Yes.
So you say, yep, cool, look, I can do that. I'll send you some costs later and we can work it out later. That's all well and good. Sometimes it works. That's a variation to the contract.
Yes.
If you don't put it in writing and you don't get it signed, you're more than likely going to have a fight about it at the end.
And Marty, how long do fights take usually?
Well, how long is a piece of string?
Yeah, yeah. Let's use the lawyer's favorite adage, I suppose. It depends.
It depends.
It depends.
Look, sometimes they can be resolved quite quickly. But yeah. The reason why we are in jobs is because disputes are never resolved quickly.
No.
And they're nasty and they turn into a he said, she said.
Especially with those.
I never asked for that. You never told me how much it was going to be. If I knew it was that much, I would never have wanted you to do it.
Yeah.
All of those sorts of things with the benefit of hindsight.
Yes. So it's once the honeymoon period sours.
Exactly. And
that doesn't mean things that you might have been willing to let go at the start, you're not willing to let go at the end.
Yes.
So that window that you were happy to move, all those faucets that you were happy to swap over at no extra cost, suddenly become an issue. Kind of like your honeymoon period's over, but your girlfriend's a really loud chewer. and she just chews and chews and chews and you just don't understand. You're like, well, why am I letting you have chips? Why do I let you have chips near me? It's giving me a headache. Jeez, damn. Right. That's what it's like when it breaks down, except it's worse because there's literally hundreds of thousands of dollars on the line.
Yes.
So,
and then the dispute doesn't become about the very expensive variation. It comes down sometimes to the very cheap variation it's about the principle.
Yeah.
When it becomes about the principle, it's always a problem.
Yes. And if you're getting caught up in principles like 12, 18 months after the fact, you should get caught up in the principle early.
Yes.
And if you're a principle type of person, your first principle is the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And in Queensland, at the very least, if you've got a building contract, your variations must be signed and in writing.
Before you do the work.
Yeah, before you do the work. That is stock standard. It is enshrined in our legislation.
And
our case law says exactly the same thing.
Exactly.
And so do the contracts.
And look, back in the day, you won't remember this, but I do, there was a piece of legislation that did enable builders post-completion to go and make an application to get paid for variations that they didn't bother to put in writing. But even that was problematic.
Yes.
That is gone now. That is long since gone. So variations in writing signed before you do the work so that you as a builder know, I am going to get paid for this work.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, there probably are some exceptions to that, but we'll deal with that another day.
Yes.
But that is the best way to protect yourself.
Yes.
To get paid for the work that you've done. And the bigger the variation, the more important that process is.
Exactly right. You don't want to be raising a $120,000 variation.
No.
And having that bill sit there outstanding for 6 to 12 months. That's not good for any business, let alone yours.
And it's important for owners to know, I want this thing. It's going to cost me X.
Yes.
The other interesting thing, Jesse, I want to talk about, and I don't know if you've had the unpleasant experience of coming across this yet, but as we know, contracts also have prime cost and provisional sum items.
Yes.
And this is where, you know, for example, let's use tiles. I always like to use tiles.
Yes.
It says $50 a square metre for tiles.
Yep. Are they etched?
They could be etched. Do you want them to be etched?
Sure. I want them to be etched. I want a picture painted for me.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Right. Well, that's probably going to cost you extra.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you $75 a square metre.
Oh, no. What does that do to my prime cost items?
Yes. So your prime cost items automatically adjust up or down.
Oh.
And the contract has a mechanism for this.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of it being $50 a square metre, it's $75 a square meter. So there's an increase.
Oh, fuck.
You're going to have to pay that.
Damn. All right.
That varies the contract price.
Yes.
In that basic maths costs more, you're going to have to pay more. But that's not a variation with a capital V.
Oh.
And this is where there also is a lot of confusion.
Yes.
I think there was a bit of a trend for builders to notify owners there's been an adjustment to a prime cost or provisional sum item, and they present it as if it's a variation with a capital V, as if the owner has some choice to accept or reject that. They're very different.
Yes.
So if you are a builder who likes to be really transparent with your client and tell them, show them the calculations of your tiles were $50 a square meter, but now they're $75, yes. You owe me this extra sum of money. That's great. Do that.
Yeah.
But don't do it on a document that says variation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think using the annoying girlfriend analogy.
Yeah.
going to that prime cost schedule is kind of like unveiling all your family secrets when you really just need to make them aware of your mum and dad's idiosyncrasies, their little quirks at that time. You just need to tell them if it goes up.
Yes.
Essentially. Most contracts don't require you to disclose all of that information. That's commercial in confidence. That's for you and your business.
Yes.
You don't need to actually communicate directly to them unless it increases because you get the benefit of that profit.
Yes.
And that's certainty for them because you've given them the idea of the costs anyway, so they're not going to expect it to go down unless you've made those representations.
Mm.
And in this market, don't make those representations. Ooh, it's a bad idea.
Very bad idea. And on that point, in this market, it is really important when you're formulating a contract to be mindful of cost increases.
Yes.
Because we all know they've gone up in the last 12, 18 months.
And they're not going down.
They're not going down. So think about that when you are putting your contract together. And if it is a legitimate variation with a capital V, not just a change to an amount of a prime cost or provisional sum item, get it in writing.
Yeah.
Get it signed. Don't rely on the goodwill of someone saying, yep, it'll be fine, mate. I'll pay you for that.
Listening to you repeat Bob's commandments.
They
really make sense to me.
Yes.
But I think Bob missed a commandment.
Oh.
He may have missed a commandment because I think that there are ways to get those variations back in terms of like actual civil claims.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that relying on those civil claims to get that money back or to try and achieve an outcome. Maybe you should have said something like, I don't know, thou shalt not commit variations to oral agreements.
Yes, that would mean that there was 11 commandments though. Perhaps that's why he left it out.
Yeah, I'm not a biblical man. No. I don't know. Well, he's God. Like, surely Bob can add or chop and change. Like, he could have omitted one of these variation amendments, but he didn't.
But it is an important point. Maybe he implied by some sort of oral representation that was part of the other two commandments.
So it's like a collateral agreement with the amendments.
Yes. Not a good thing to have. We refer you back to episode one.
Yeah, no. Bob is going to definitely hit us up with a director's note about this one later.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's I'm going to get reamed by Bob. God, I don't like that.
So variation disputes, very difficult. You can avoid them by putting your variations in writing, getting them signed, following your contract depending on how it's set up, and just making sure that as much as you might like a particular homeowner, that you just take the time to do your paperwork and get it done properly.
If you've got 18 months to spare to see this money.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Sure,
go for
it. Play it fast and loose for the rest of your career.
She'll be right, mate.
But I can tell you that if you're not getting your variations signed and in writing, your career as a builder is going to be very short.
Yes.
And you're going under.
And just because it's worked the 15 times before, the one time on that 16th time when it goes bad, it's not just going to go a little bit bad. It's going to go epically bad.
Yeah, and it's going to keep you up at night. You're going to be very angry.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to be angry at us at some stage for having to have similar conversations with you that we're having with our listeners now.
Yes.
And it's just a rough and hard time, and it's entirely avoidable.
Absolutely. That's right.
And if they're not willing to sign that variation, you've got a contract there that says you can proceed as planned. If they don't like it, suck it.
Yeah. You do not have to do that work.
Yeah. You don't have to do it. If it's something like, oh, you've got you're about to put your slab down, but you need to, you know, put some more pillars in, and you realize that the ground is stuffed and it's actually going to cost the owner 60, 70 more grand to get this build off the ground, that's an essential variation.
Mm.
And often in these contracts, there's a different mechanism for those urgent works that need to be done.
Yes.
Where you can just raise that variation, the expectation that it's paid. But those occasions are few and far between.
They certainly
are. And you need to understand how that type of variation operates differently from a variation where the owner's decided to change taps.
Mm.
Get advice if you're having those concerns.
Yes.
Because a significant price increase, especially in relation to slabs and footing and all that sort of stuff, is absolutely disastrous for most residential building construction clients, whether they are owners or whether they are builders themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Another thing to think about is whether or not your contract, and I'd say the answer is probably not, is able to be varied on the basis of changes in material costs.
Yes.
And some people are looking and considering that as a special condition. And again, we would say get some advice about A, what your contract says,
yes.
B, whether your contract allows it, and C, whether you can insert a mechanism to assist with that.
Yes.
But forward planning really, I guess, cuts some of that questioning out.
And I guess some of that goes back to episode one when we're talking about establishing the appropriate contract.
Yes.
Shout out to episode one. Go listen to that. But it's important at the very end of the day that you have the contract that suits you, but if you're making all of these side changes to assist owners, like cutting down on your margins and certain things and agreeing to variations before the works are done and all of that sort of stuff just to save them a bit of money, maybe you can't afford to build it then. And that's a business decision. That's not necessarily a legal decision. If you're willing to bend over backwards and you're willing to jump through all of these hoops to try and make it as cheap as possible for them, you need to be aware that every step that you take outside of the standard process can backfire.
Yes.
Even with the best intentions, you're in the honeymoon phase of your relationship.
Mm-hmm. And so if it can backfire, it will backfire.
Yeah. And it's not a question of if it, but when. You can't play contracts that go from anywhere between $200,000 to the scales of millions of dollars.
Mm.
You cannot play those arrangements fast and loose.
No, you can't.
It's not an appropriate way to conduct your business.
Mm.
And you really need to be particular because if you're not getting your variation signed and in writing, that can be 30 grand here, 100 grand here, 200 grand here.
It all adds up.
It all adds up. Yep. And all of a sudden you're looking down the barrel of insolvency lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you with experience, insolvency lawyers are not as nice as we are.
They
will take your shit.
Yeah. And they don't care. The last thing, which will lead us into episode three, is variations can also have an effect on the construction period.
Yes.
And you may need to consider whether that variation is going to cause the necessity to ask for an extension of time.
Yes.
But we'll leave that for episode three because we just wanted to touch on variations and
mm-hmm.
really make sure that that's clear for people. So get your variations in writing.
Yes.
Get them signed.
That sounds good. I think Bob would agree.
Don't do the work before you have those two things done.
Yeah, don't rely on equity.
Or a handshake.
Just don't rely on it. Go back to your written document. That's the most important thing in this process.
Yeah, 100%.
I hope you've learned something about variations.
And I hope so too.
And it feels like an aggressive tangent where we're just explaining things to you in a very basic way. But just know this. If your variations aren't signed and aren't in writing, you need to be prepared for that to be free money to whoever your client is.
Mm. You need to be prepared to have done that work for nothing and out of the goodness of your heart.
And if you're not prepared to do that, then you need to be prepared to get that variation signed and in writing, and you need it as soon as possible.
Mm.
If you need some help, just reach out and contact us.
Yes.
We know our shit.
Yeah. Or refer back to the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that's episode 2, Variations, in our Toolbox Tuesdays. Next episode, I think we're going to flow on to extension of time and practical completion.
Yes.
Which flows quite nicely from variations. Now, Jesse, in our new theme of fact of the week, I've got a special one for you because we're releasing this podcast just after Jesse has been married. Yay, congratulations. So, Jesse...
I'll have a ring in the next episode, I hope. Next series of episodes, I suppose.
Just so you know now, very important obligation as a married man with a lovely wife. If you were in Samoa, it is illegal to forget your wife's birthday.
Do you want to know how I learned my fiance's birthday?
Oh, well, she's your wife now, remember? Oh,
she's my wife in the future.
Yes.
I don't know. It feels like I'm on a talk show just about... She told me that it was on Robert Pattinson's birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Well, see, now he's redeemed himself because he's in Batman.
Yeah, he's really good in Batman.
Yeah, we've put Twilight behind us, I think.
He's in my good books. Anyway, the point is that the reason that I remember every year without fail is because that's not her birthday. It's actually like another day in that period that I'm not going to obviously say
of on course.
A digital podcast. It's not the day is the point that I'm trying to make. So by reference to Robert Pattinson, that's how I know.
Very good. Well, if you go to Samoa, you won't be getting in trouble for breaking that law. So and
maybe buy the Blu-ray to Batman. I don't know. It was good.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
I'll go and see it for sure.
I'm not getting paid for that.
Yeah.
Well, let's omit that until, you know, DC forks out some cash.
Okay. Maybe they'll sponsor our podcast.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's our session on variations. We will... See you on our next Toolbox Tuesdays. My gosh, that's a mouthful.
Toolbox Tuesdays.
For episode 3. So we'll see you then.
Thank you.